trigger.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to have a little fun coming up this hour. We're going to do some fun. I've got a compilation of Biden comedy routines. I think we're going to have a good laugh this half hour. But I think the best thing leading into this would be to play a compilation of Democrats denying Joe Biden's mental decline that has been so obvious to everybody for years now, even to Democrats during the 2020 presidential primary debates. The Democrats were making fun of Joe Biden, insinuating that he was in mental decline. It's amazing how they just kind of forgot about that or now ignore it. So I think it's worth it to kind of go into this as we now have all these hilarious comedy acts making fun of Joe Biden's mental decline. I think it's best to kind of go into this with the Democrats denying it and trying to cover up for all these years. And now, of course, have their change of heart. But here's a nice compilation of that to start us off in clip 19.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
He has knowledge of the issues. He has strategic thinking about legislating all in the head.
I have spoken with the president. He is fully coherent. He is on top of details.
He's sharp. He's fit. And he's always answering questions.
I think that Joe Biden's mental acuity is very, very on. He's one of the smartest, sharpest people I've met in D.C.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Joe Biden rightly says that he has grown very wise in his many decades in public office.
As it stands today, you believe that President Biden is clear, candid, and convincing?
100%. Joe Biden needs to be allowed to be Joe Biden. He is energizing. He cares about issues. He's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, there's nobody better than Joe Biden.
We see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. And I debate with him about legislation, and not debate, but discuss it with him. He's right there.
I strongly support President Biden. He has an incredible track record of success and accomplishments.
He puts many of us to shame with his energy.
Clearly, this president is fit to serve.
Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker. This is a very sharp president.
And nobody is better equipped to do that than Joe Biden. He has the experience, he has the wisdom, he has the demeanor.
I was in Israel on October 7th, as you know, and President Biden was nice enough to call me. And I can tell you, this was the day before that interview, I can tell you he was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
It always seemed very clear to me that he had the energy and the ability.
Is he capable of being a president? Absolutely.
I think he's actually really good. I think his staff overprotects him. I think put him out there in a press conference. Who cares if someone makes a gaffe?
What I find interesting is the issue is more around ageism and ableism and not what this president, President Biden, has done.
I think he has every ability and every confidence to continue to be commander-in-chief.
I think the more he's out there, the better.
President Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
You don't do that unless you're mentally competent and capable, and he certainly is.
You know, let me just briefly try to explain maybe a philosophy that I've kind of developed in my goals as a political talk show host, activist. You just saw a compilation of blatant liars, okay? Blatant liars. The Democrats and the mainstream media are just blatant liars. There's no further analysis needed. They just lie all day long about anything and about everything. And so what I've kind of realized here is we got a lot of issues in this country. We got a lot of issues, and some people think these are the biggest issues, and some people think those are the biggest issues, and some people focus on this stuff, and we got all kinds of issues. But this is like level one. This is like level one, ladies and gentlemen. If we can't expel blatant, obvious liars from our political conversation, from our government, from our Congress, it's like, that is like level one. Like, can we just beat level one and then we can get on to this stuff? Please. The Democrat Party as it stands today needs to be gone. That's level one. And then the rest we can take care of.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture, I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I was raised in the synagogues of my state. Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious, my name didn't end in O. That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometowns, and that's the tradition I got raised. Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Total liars. Joe Biden will lie without any, there's no brakes on it. He doesn't have to think about it. He doesn't have to consider it. He doesn't have to weigh it. He just flat out will lie. He will pander. Just in that video clip, he claims he was raised by what? 30 different cultures? Now that's unintentional humor from Joe Biden, just being an outright liar. But I wanted to play some humorous videos of Joe Biden being made fun of in this segment for a little comic relief. Now again, there's two sides of this coin, because this is genuinely funny stuff that we're about to play here. But again, it's like, you can laugh at the bus driver who's all disheveled and crazy eyed and, you know, pounding vodka from his fifth bottle and, you know, spouting gibberish off. And it's like, hey, that's funny. But then he's driving you off a cliff. And you're like, oh, crap. So that's kind of where we're at as a country. But I just wanted to have a little laugh because it's likely that many people still haven't seen this. And so I just went out and I compiled some of the funniest Biden impression comedy videos I could find. And so let's start with, we'll go across the pond, even Italy, even Italian sketch comedy shows know Biden and have known Biden is just totally out to lunch. Here's a couple funny sketches from Italian TV making fun of Joe Biden. Guys, just go 13 and 14 back to back.
Buonasera, Presidente Biden. Presidente. Good evening, Mr. President. Not President. Biden. President. Here we are, President Biden. Qui.
Here.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Buonasera.
As.
Yes. Eh?
I said to the president of Israel.
Sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, no, non è Gorbachev, non è Gorbachev il presidente dell'Israele, no, no.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No, 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 no.
When
no.
He went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Ma non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy. No, sia fermo, fermo, presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas, the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì.
Miles. 40, 40.
Vabbè, ma, non è, ma non è lui, presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the cabriolet, do you?
No, no, sta facendo confusione, presidente. Yes. Sta facendo confusione, evidente.
Sorry.
Sì.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
sulla luna. It was Mars.
No.
Mars Attack.
Ma che Mars Attack? No.
Beautiful film. Where Netanyahu sang.
No, ma Netanyahu, no. Netanyahu è il presidente di Israele. Non cantava.
Over.
E vuole
the
cantare.
Garage.
No, The Rainbow era. Vabbè.
Ma... It's opened by... This.
Cosa fa? Dove va, presidente? Cosa fa? Presidente? Mr. President? No. What are you going? Stay quiet. Ecco. Okay. No. Please. Cosa sta dicendo? Cosa sta facendo?
No, my luggage.
È la valigetta dei codici atomici quella.
No.
Lei non sta bene. No.
No.
Gliel'hanno fatto grosso.
I forgot to take the pills.
No, ma non sono le pillole, non sono le medicine.
I called the nurse.
No. Buonasera. Presidente Biden. Mr. President. It's okay.
It's
okay. Tutto a posto. Well, benvenuto. No, di nuovo. Mamma mia. The President, Mr. President, ecco.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, very good.
Si sente bene?
Yeah.
Sì.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mamma mia.
Thank you very much. I feel good.
You are welcome. Buonasera. Dove va? Mr. President. Oh, mamma.
We're late.
No, non arriva la metropolitana perché non è la metro. It's not the subway. Non è la metropolitana qui. No.
What's your name?
Con chi parla? Mr. President.
My name is Joe Kennedy.
No, Biden, lei è Biden. Biden, ma con chi parla?
Certo, prego. Ecco, se riesce, if you can.
No. Sta girando su. No. No, Mr. President, not turn, you have
no,
to.
No, my name is
no,
Joe.
Ma l'ha già... Kennedy. Ha già salutato. Lasci stare.
So that is the Italian sketch show Fratelli di Crosa. Everybody knows Joe Biden is a worldwide laughingstock. There were some other international sketch comedies that were making fun of him, too. They didn't make the cut. They weren't as funny as the Italians, but there were some in the Middle East. There were some in India. They didn't quite make the cut. But point is, Joe Biden is a laughingstock. Everybody's known that he's mentally incompetent for years, and the American media and Democrat liars have just been pretending like that they didn't, but now they're in the disaster zone, and they're trying to figure out what to do. All right. Here's another one, and I think these are all, guys, are 15, 16, 17, and 18, are these all Kyle Dunnigan? So this is Kyle Dunnigan. He does a great Biden impression, and he has some pretty funny Biden impressions. So let's go with, now, these are Kyle Dunnigan's hilarious Biden impressions. Let's just roll off 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Who's this Joe Biden everyone keeps talking about? Well, I was born and raised in Scranton, PA. Lifeguard by the pool is where I spent my days. Till a dude named Corn Pop, who wasn't that cool, started making trouble at the swimming pool. So I took a chain, wrapped it around my legs. They're hairier than my other legs. Not my... black kids would touch them. Come on, man. Then I got on a train and moved to D.C. Jirok Jabrama gave a job to me. I shuffled around and sucked fingertips. Made a big speech, kissed a boy on the lips.
What are you looking at? I wrote the damn bill. I hold the ladies tight and stiff all their hairs. First person American to fall up the stairs. Ran for president, I was a winner. Winner was me. Now I sit at my desk as a president. Not president. You know the thing. Come on, get your face out of your ears.
He wasn't famous. His local Starbucks would be like, oh, fuck, that old guy's here again. Shit. They never know what he wants. You get him. Takes him like an hour to order. Come in like, bling, bling, hey, it's me, Joey B. Give me a mocha chocolate. Not chocolate. Yeah, come on, man, you know the thing. Hot brown, baby. Come on, man. Hey, did you shit my pants or did I? No, I'm being serious.
They're not clippers, they're clizzers, man. Hey, who are you? I'm you, man. Come on, it's me, Joey B. How'd you get in here? This is a security beach. Look, I got a surprise for you. Your name isn't Jocko Biden. It's Barack O'Jiden. Who sent you? Vice Pina Colada Hairless? No, man, look. You gotta get your ass to Neptune. Not Neptune, but Mars. Marshalls. She said, let's go behind the bleachers. No one's looking. 5 1/4 for a sniff and tug. It was a dude, man. What? Huh? You're being nervous. Look. All I know is, if you don't vote for me, you ain't a China guy. Wait, hold on a second. Hey, where'd you go? Your pills, man. Hey, look who it is. Better for Shrimpo. It's me, Jocko Biden. I hear you're a very talented Trans Am.
Okay, I'm confused. You called the Ben Shapiro show. I'm Ben Shapiro. I don't know who Benifer Shrimpo is. Also, I'm not a Trans Am. That's a car. I'm a human man.
Darn right you're a man. Who cares what you're born with? And congratulations, I just signed a Mexican order, so you have a sexed-in border. You can play hockey with the girls now.
Okay, I'm sick of explaining this to everyone. I am fully biologically male. I was born with one set of reproductive organs, and they are fully male. Now on to your point about hockey. Not interested.
Look, I need your vote. I got a big erection coming up against a bad dude, Donald Duck. He's got no pants, man. Orange legs.
If you're referring to the election we just had that you won that. And to be clear, it was not against a cartoon duck.
Hey, come on, give me a chance. America needs to heal. That's why we're here. Because blank people are just as fat as white girls. Same as transgenders.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, I mean that. I was the first college in my family to go to the moon. Look.
Okay, he's fallen asleep. There's a lot to unpack here, but before I do, I need to thank our friends at Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. Give the gift of berries dipped in chocolate. It's fine.
Jew hat!
All right. Now, I don't know the name of this famous actor, but he does a pretty good Biden impression. Maybe the best of him. All natural. Doesn't need the the face covering or any makeup or anything. And here's him. His daughter asks him to do a Biden impression off the cuff. Here it is, clip 34.
Hey, Dad, do an impression of Joe Biden trying to explain the difference between tangerines and oranges.
Tangerines. I was a kid growing up. This was in Kentucky. Civil War just ended. And there was a tree. My father planted the tree. Tangerine tree. Anyway, Abe Lincoln said, I'm going to cut down that cherry tree. No. The other guy. Anyway. What was the question?
All right. Now, some of those are old. Now, Jimmy Fallon, big liberal Democrat Party promoter, now he's making fun of Joe Biden. So the gloves are off. So all of them used to protect Joe Biden. All of them used to pretend like, oh, no, he's not mentally unfit. He's fine. Let's just make fun of Donald Trump. We'll never make fun of Joe Biden. Well, now the gloves are off. So when leftists like John Stewart and Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon are now making fun of Joe Biden. Folks, it's bad. It's the gloves are off. It's fair game now to make fun of Joe Biden and talk about how he's totally mentally unfit. So this is a recent skit that Jimmy Fallon did pretending to be Joe Biden, clip 37.
Hello. Hey, yo, I just caught your interview on Morning Joe, or as I like to call it, Morning You. You get it?
Who is this?
Come on. It's Barack.
I'm gonna have to be more specific.
Obama.
Oh, I know. It was just a test to see if you knew who you were.
Oh, Joe, you're making about as much sense as you did during the debate.
Thank you.
Not a compliment. Speaking of the debate, I gotta ask, what was that weird face you were making when Trump was talking? You know the face.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. But look, people are worried, because sometimes you seem to lose your train of thought mid-sentence, trail off, and then say a random word.
Well, I can tell you that is simply and utterly wheelbarrow.
You see, now there you go again.
Yeah, but why is everyone focusing on me? Donald Trump is just as incoherent.
Yeah, but he's kind of like fun incoherent, like a minion, you know? He's all like, somebody give me deer and chicken deer off in there, banana.
That's a good minion impression, but mind if I try one?
Be my guest. Joe, wake up.
I don't want to get in the carousel, Mommy.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. Look, the point is, you got to do something to reassure America that you're still sharp and not confused.
Well, that's why I did that interview on Friday with George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, I saw. Now, why did you keep refusing to take a cognitive test?
Come on, man. Every day I do a cognitive test. I'm doing one right now. Check this out. Star hole. Boom, I'm a genius.
All right. Very good, Joe. You know, you also said that the only way you'd step down is if you were asked by Jesus himself.
That's right. I value his opinion. He's my best friend from high school. He's a great guy. He's a good carpenter.
So, wait, hold on. So Jesus is the only person you'll listen to? Not even me? Not even little Barry O? What about Pelosi, Schumer?
Nope.
What about Jake from State Farm? Everybody trusts Jake from State Farm.
No, I'm more of a Flo guy.
You're more of a Flo Max guy. Ow! Zingy, you old bastard. What do you got to say about that?
Banana.
Okay, that's a little late in the conversation, but you're still on it. You got it. All right.
Look, the point is, I'm not going anywhere, okay? I'm the only one that can beat Trump, okay? I'm the only one that can unite the country. In fact, I already have. For the first time ever, the left and the right, MSNBC and Fox News, Kendrick and Drake, they've all come together with one voice and said, you should probably drop out. But I'm going to stay in. And I'm going to fight because American democracy is at stake. And that's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's the Joe we're looking for. We need more of that. Now, please, we're begging you. In the words of my girl, Sabrina Carpenter, please.
I love Sabrina. She's my favorite carpenter since Jesus.
Look at Joe with the callback. You still got it, my man.
So I expect this trend to continue now, and everybody's going to be making fun of Joe Biden. By the way, this just hit the press. Chuck Schumer open to dumping Biden on 2024 ticket. Wow. So the list has grown just since we've been on air. Folks, Schumer and Pelosi are really running things. Maybe just Schumer, really, mostly. Pelosi's kind of out to lunch herself. Somehow she functions better than Joe Biden, but, you know, she ain't really all with it there either. This is getting bad. How is this going to end? You really have a political standoff between the Biden crime family and pretty much everyone else involved in the Democrat Party. I mean, you can play the clips of all the Democrats saying, oh, we support Joe, blah, blah, blah. That's just for the press. Obviously, behind the scenes, nobody thinks Joe needs to run. This is going to be hilarious. This is truly going to be hilarious because if they say he has to drop out, then how does he not have to resign 25th Amendment? Are they going to completely ignore all the votes for Joe Biden and just pick somebody randomly? The Democrats will just anoint somebody to be their nominee while they're protecting democracy? They don't even vote for their own candidates? Wow, Schumer now open to dumping Biden. Holy smokes. Are they going to go with Kamala Harris? Is it going to be Kamala? You know, I'm telling you, Biden would probably do better than Kamala. Kamala is very unlikable, disingenuous, and everybody sees through it. Here's Eddie Griffith basically rejecting Kamala Harris recently on his podcast because she panders to black people, pretending like she's some, I guess, like ghetto black woman or something. She comes from a slave-owning family in Jamaica. She's half Indian. So the whole thing isn't even an act. So she's literally not even an African-American. But I'm telling you, from black men, they would probably rather vote for Joe Biden than Kamala Harris. Here's Eddie Griffith.
Fuck. Streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
No, they not.
God, look at this bitch. They not like us. Kendrick, kick her in the head. They not like you. Ain't like us either, bitch. Well, how about that?
Okay. This is going to be something. I mean, Kamala Harris? Is that where we're going? Indian Jamaican Kamala Harris pretending to be an African American? I'm telling you, Biden would do better than Kamala Harris. Forget these polls. The polls that they're putting out about Harris polling better or Clinton polling better or whatever, all these polls about somebody polling better than Biden, it's all propaganda to get Biden to drop out. Now, I'm not saying they might not be polling better than Biden. They might be in some polls. I'm just saying that's all a push to get Biden to drop out. But then you have Jill and Hunter and the Biden crime family saying, no, Dad, no, you need to keep running. It's just total elder abuse. All right, one last thing. The famous James Brown wig that Maxine Waters stole from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she was struggling with it during an MSNBC interview. Folks, this was bad. And this is probably why Joy Reid ditched the wig. Here's Maxine Waters just royally struggling with her wig live on TV, clip 24.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election. And yet, Trump is not only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan among Democrats to change that trajectory? It sounds like you're talking about saying and doing all the same things, but do you believe that something needs to change?
I think we need to keep working.
The James Brown wig payback.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch.
I got a lot of, hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. they'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white. My butt's been white. My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do?
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
A NBC news crew went to report on a robbery at a Lululemon, and while they were there to report on a robbery, another robbery happened live on air. Clip 25.
We were here looking into the earlier crime when this happened.
The video shows three women, two were wearing surgical masks, grabbing big armfuls of clothing from the Lululemon store on Clarendon Boulevard in Arlington. They appeared to be in no hurry. One woman stopped to pick up items falling out of her overloaded arms. The video was taken at 7:11 p.m. That is only 2 hours after the store had been targeted for an earlier organized theft crime. In that case, two women grabbed armloads of pricey athletic wear and walked out without paying. We're not sure if the same people were involved in both cases.
More organized retail crime. And really nothing much being done about it. Well, it's the Biden economy, and according to AOC, these people need to eat. So stealing thousands of dollars of Lululemon clothing is how they get it done. That's how they can get that done. Speaking of fake news. CNN to lay off 100 staffers as it preps for major revamp of digital efforts. So CNN is just tanking in the ratings. Even after the presidential debate, it didn't save them. Now, this idea that CNN is going to go digital, let's recall what happened when they launched CNN Plus with Chris Wallace. How long did that deal last, guys? Like a month or less? It was a massive failure. It cost them millions of dollars. Now, here's the phenomenon. There's a new phenomenon happening in the media. And it's a good thing, and it really kind of ties back into censorship. But the way the old guard media works, the way the legacy media works, is it's really all about the network. And the small amount of time slots and airtime available via the networks is kind of all you would get. So whatever the ratings wars are, you've got, let's just look at three major cable news networks, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. And they're going to have some viewership no matter what, and they're going to have people that just stay on their channels no matter what. And so you don't have an active audience that's tuning in for an individual. You kind of have a passive audience that just goes to that network for the news. So, yeah, you could kind of see people gain popularity, gain momentum. You could see who is better than the others based off potential ratings and followings. But really the reality was it was the power of the network. It was the power of the brand. And they could basically force anybody into your news feed. They could force anybody into your cable news feed, anybody into your living room, your house, your office, whatever, via the networks. But it seems that they haven't really caught on to what's going on in the new digital age. Why did Bill O'Reilly fail after having the top-rated show on Fox News for years? Bill O'Reilly's was a success of the network and the time slot he was in. When he went independent, not many people followed him. Bill O'Reilly lived off the brand of Fox News and the primetime slot. Chris Wallace, same story. I mean, even Chris Cuomo had, decent ratings for CNN. He got another job, but nobody's really watching Chris Cuomo. The only time he made a headline is, and it had a clip, is when he went on the Patrick Bet David podcast and talked about vaccine regret. So, he's mostly irrelevant. So there's a new digital media landscape where you can't just put anybody out there. You can't just think, hey, let's just hire this name and that'll make my digital platform successful. Very few people can pull that off now. The digital news audience is an active audience, and they have millions of options. Millions of options. Whereas the legacy media, the cable news media, you really don't have millions of options. You have live television, and you basically have three cable news networks, and then maybe some local news networks and the local network affiliates that might be like four or five different options as well. But it's live, and so you have a very limited amount of options, very limited amount of personalities or hosts or whatever. And so it's a finite amount of options that you have. You're forced to tune into whatever is on in that time slot in whatever station you're watching. In the digital world, it's all different. Everything is niche. Everything is active. Everything is a multitude of choices. I mean, it's virtually infinite amount of choices, and you can listen whenever you want, however you want. And so there's really no life after cable collapses and it all goes digital and it all goes into streaming. There really is no life left for the CNN host. There really is no life left for most of the Fox hosts, the MSNBC hosts. Do you really think Joy Reid? Do you really think Rachel Maddow? Ari Melber? Chris Hayes? Do you think any of them will be able to carry weight? Anderson Cooper won't even be able to carry his own weight independently. They will fail. All they have is their network. So how CNN thinks they're going to succeed in the digital world after they've already failed once, I'd like to see. But really, I think this is them just clinging to life and trying to figure out some way to survive. So in the new media, you have to be dynamic. You have to be informative. You have to be entertaining. You have to have some abilities to be in different niche audiences. And you actually have to have a legitimate following. You can't just use the power of a network. You can't just use the power of a live cable news feed. It doesn't exist anymore. That is in a very limited lifespan now, probably less than a decade, until cable news becomes almost completely irrelevant. Tucker Carlson is probably the example, not the rule. And while there's plenty of good people at Fox, they don't put up really big numbers on their podcasts. And I've done the research. I've looked at the numbers. They really don't. Sirius XM probably has a bigger audience than most of these Fox News hosts do with their podcasts. A couple have been successful, but that's just because there's probably 10 times as many conservatives, if not more, that actually are actively listening to news every day and want to be informed every day. Liberals aren't really doing that. They're watching Netflix shows, and they're watching late night shows, and whatever else they're into. They're obviously not really following the news, but they might flip on a cable network. So CNN is obviously collapsing. MSNBC is probably not far behind. And it's all really propped up because the same graphic that the crew put on the screen, it's all propped up by the same people. They own the pharmaceutical companies. They own the fast food companies. They work with big Hollywood. And this is how all the money funds cable news. When you go look at the breaks, what is it? It's big pharmaceutical ads. It's big Hollywood ads. It's big fast food ads. It's all the same people. And it's just this constant churning the same billions of dollars over and over and over and over and over again. And that's how the news stays funded. That's how Rachel Maddow is able to make millions of dollars when she wouldn't have an audience if she went independent. So I think we're really up against the final moments of the legacy old guard cable news networks. And I think this is a sign of it, folks. I think they are in their final years. And if they're forced to compete in the digital media landscape, they will become completely irrelevant. That's why they tried to engage in the censorship, and that's why they hate Elon Musk for making X for free speech.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely does even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's Kamala Harris. She went over to suck up to the men's basketball team for some votes. Just doing what she does best. Just doing what she's known for in politics. She's playing with balls. That's old Kamala. Yikes. You know, there's a lot of easy jokes and memes here, and we've kind of just determined, you know what, that's like, you know, that's just too easy. That's like stealing candy from a baby. That's like trying to, you know, fight a midget at a bar or something. You just, you know, there's some things you just pass. So it is what it is. Kamala Harris doing what she does to get votes. Doing what she does best. Not even hiding it. You love to see it, or you hate to see it. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Let's try to get through the rest of this news here. Rudy Giuliani bankruptcy hearing devolves into chaos. A judge signaled he'll dismiss Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy after a chaotic hearing Wednesday in which the judge at one point threatened to cut off the ex-New York City mayor's microphone for interjecting. And so it's just total chaos. Giuliani targeted by lawfare by the corrupt, tyrannical Democrats for a $140 million, $8 verdict because he talked about voter fraud and these women sued him, $148 million. So they're everywhere. The Democrats are everywhere searching out lawsuits, and then they just go for ridiculous amounts of money so that they can destroy their political opposition. And it's really just out of control at this point. It's really just out of control. Who had Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett's been making a lot of headlines lately, going pro-America, and apparently his kids, who are set to receive a lot of money, obviously, when he passes, And he's shifting a lot of his former donations to his kids. And apparently they're big right-wingers trying to stop illegal immigration, trying to stop left-wing culture with different groups that they're funding. Warren Buffett in the news lately. Buffett, on his faith in the United States of America, never bet against us. Unwavering faith in the country, he says. Warren Buffett said that he could end America's deficit problem in 5 minutes. Here's what he would do. I could end the deficit in 5 minutes, he told CNBC's Becky Quick. You just pass a law that says anytime there's a deficit of more than 3% GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election. That would probably do it. Warren Buffett warning that the stocks are extremely overvalued right now in Biden's economy. Thinks it's going to be correcting soon unless Trump gets in. Omaha's Warren Buffett won't donate to the Gates Foundation anymore. He's done donating to the Bill Gates Foundation. Transferring a lot of that money over to his kids that are apparently big right-wingers. Leaving it up to them. And he's also skipping a big CEO conference, billionaire conference, the Sun Valley Conference. He's missing it for the first time in a long time. So I guess he's deciding to spend perhaps his final years with his family. And he's kind of done getting involved in all the political stuff. And maybe even looking at politics a different way. Before he moves on to the next life. Warren Buffett in the headlines. Man, we've been sitting on a couple of these stories. More vaccine injuries. RFK's Vice President Nicole Shanahan. A new study published in Nature shows the COVID vaccine can adversely affect ovarian cells, causing menstrual irregularities and hormonal disruptions. Remember when we did segments on that? I did a whole show and I asked for women to call in and we had nonstop phone calls of women that were having that side effect experience with the vaccine and we reported it and then they said, oh, it's fake news. And they wrote all these hit pieces. No, it's not true. Well, now the science is settled. It is true. Good for Nicole Shanahan calling it out. Bookmark this as a reminder of how the media and the government often label an inconvenient truth a conspiracy theory when it contradicts their predetermined narrative. Here's the official study. The direct effect of SARS-CoV-2 virus vaccination on human ovarian granulosa cells explains menstrual irregularities. I mean, these things are just killing you. Safe and effective, though. Safe and effective, said Ben Shapiro. Tennessee woman fired for refusing employer's COVID-19 vaccine mandate wins almost $700,000 in a lawsuit. Good for her. Good for her. But that's barely a drop in the bucket for what big pharma should be paying for what they've done. Speaking of paying for what they've done, this is crazy. And it just shows how political decisions are made when dealing with this stuff. Boeing accepts plea deal stemming from 737 MAX crashes. The plea deal calls for Boeing to pay an additional $243 million fine and reinvest in safety programs, so they're just keeping the money internally, but paying a $243 million fine. 346 people died because the company violated an agreement. By the way, now put that into perspective with how many people died from the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's say you take the $243 million fine for 346 people dying for Boeing not doing proper safety protocols. Well, let's just extrapolate that. Then how much does Big Pharma owe for all the people that died from the COVID-19 vaccine? Hundreds of billions? A trillion even? So Raw Egg Nationalist points this out. For criminal fraud that directly led to the deaths of 346 people, multi-billion dollar corporation Boeing will be fined one-fifth of what Alex Jones was ordered to pay for something he later retracted and apologized for and led to zero deaths. Now, of course, the people running Boeing are good liberal Democrat donors, so they get a nice little fine. But Alex Jones and InfoWars, they have to pay billions of dollars, even though nobody was killed. But Boeing has a small fine compared to Alex Jones and InfoWars, which resulted in hundreds of deaths. And there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was fined $350 million for saying Mar-a-Lago was worth more than $20 million to get a loan he repaid on time with interest. So Boeing, again, makes safety decisions that resulted in the deaths of more than 300 people. They pay a $243 million fine. Donald Trump actually is honest. I mean, he was honest about the worth of Mar-a-Lago. So, I mean, to say Mar-a-Lago is worth $20 million, we don't need to revisit that. Trump gets fined $350 million just for allegedly misvaluing Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember that, how crazy that one was? And then they came out with news stories saying, well, the only way he could pay this fine is to sell Mar-a-Lago, which is probably worth $400 million. And the only reason why he owes the fine is for saying it was worth $20 million, which they said was not true. But then they say he should sell it because it's worth $400 million, even though the judge is making him pay a fine for saying it was worth $20 million. But either way, Trump, Alex Jones, they owe more money than Boeing, whose safety procedures led to deaths. So, oh, man. Mick Jagger got a rude reception when he mentioned Justin Trudeau at a recent concert in Canada. He quickly course corrected. I guess he didn't realize how unpopular Trudeau was. Here it was in clip 26.
I mean, we love your Mr. Trudeau. I mean, his family has always been such big fans of our band.
Yeah, that didn't take. Let's correct course now.
By the way, congratulations on the Canadian soccer team getting to the semi-final.
Nice.
Water out of water bottles. Meta has banned
the word Zionist. You can't even use the word Zionist. X is basically doing the same thing. And that's funny. Ben Shapiro is partly behind that. So you can't even say Zionists on social media platforms. Ben Shapiro is partly behind that. But he's testifying on anti-censorship, even though he calls for censorship. So that's a new policy there. And then here's one as we go out. Huma Abedin and Alex Soros are engaged. What in the hell is this? This is a total political deal. I mean, a lot of people believe Alex Soros swings the other way, and it's rumored that Huma Abedin was Hillary Clinton's lover. So what is that about? Why are these two getting married? It's obviously a political thing. And I believe Abedin is 11 year or 15 years older than Alex Soros. You know what? We always support love here. I'm sure this is all about love. Good for them. You take a 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been wet.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
The percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.